Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about the latest automation of podcasts with some software to help smooth delivery of it. So I've decided that I have to produce a certain number of podcasts per day and get the quantity out there and then work on the quality. And part of the quality of it is adding music before and after. I can't actually do that with Audacity, or I suppose I could do that with Audacity using a software shell around the outside of it to organize Audacity. What I've done at the moment is use simple DOS commands. If you use a DOS, this is a DOS operating system developed by, look, the names, I can see his face, I can't say his name. He's sort of the ultimate geek, richest man on the earth, the head of Microsoft, Microsoft DOS. So with the Microsoft DOS, you have your directory and basic commands. Commands have got a space between files with dots. So if you've got a modern file with a space in between it, you have to put that in inverted commas so it's all held together. The name has really just gone from my memory. I can see sort of letters of it, and I can see the face and the various things. I can't get it. Microsoft DOS. So essentially, if you want to, as you'll hear, start to hear on the start of this, some music, and I'll have a sign-off piece of music as well. You just copy, we say file A plus file B plus file C to the destination file. And I've got that all up eventually using LabVIEW to actually look at what's on the directory of my dictaphone for podcasting, do some styles, just reject very short things, and open them all up in sequence on Chrome. So that's a very good way. So with that, it's again, you can operate DOS through something called command prompt, which is a LabVIEW function. So you just open up every single file in Chrome. So you set the file association to Chrome, so a sound file automatically opens up in Chrome first, and then you have to get in and adjust the settings such the there's sound control actually on the tab. And then there's smart close tab, so all the other tabs are off except the tab that you're on is on. So what happens is you click on a tab and it will start recording it for you. So you can, so there's no opening and closing of files. You just plug it in and suddenly your browser will have all the most recent recordings. So what you do is record any recording that you've already taken away, and recordings of certain length, so if it's only just a second or so, it's like you're switching on a recording and you're discarding it. Then you come up with it, and then it'll have the name. You can't name it ahead, but you type in the name, then it will then sandwich a file either side of it. I've already got it halfway up to automatically posting it out to the internet. This is an FTP program. There is a laborious technique which I do use for actually taking smallish files up direct by. I've really forgotten all the processes. I have to go back and see how I've done it. So I do that on my other robotic applications. This is where it looks at things and writes an app for you as you go. So what happens is that the podcasts come on, all the files open up in your browser, and as you click on each browser, it plays the particular one, and then you collect all your files together. And I'll have to think of a way of, I may add a moderating ones where you actually tick the flick. I may have a Boolean array where you tick the flick to say, yes, you can go as a file across, and then it will sandwich the music on either side and present it into a file which is mirrored to the internet. My only issue is that it's a bit cumbersome, the file mirroring. So this is the file mirroring with FTP. So that's the overall process. It may interest people, so you'll hear the music, and so the idea is that I can have this as a remote file server system, so it can sit there anytime I send a file to it, it'll automatically send it as a podcast with music either side up to the internet, so that just as soon as you plug it in anywhere. As for the editing of the podcasts, I've accelerated that by actually moving to just sending it by email to the podcast to get it out there, and that's a little bit faster. So it's moving towards rapid automation, and so essentially I have to knock down, say, if it's so many hours to produce podcasts per day, I've got to sort of knock it down to get things out there. And look, I think that's the way of the future. It's a definite thing that I need to do to ironclad what I'm doing, so I can have a podcast out per lesson, per issue, a website out per lesson, and all the requisite stuff. It's a tough world out there, but there's no mercy. Like, if you slow down, they just throw the whole thing out. So I'll see if I can get it out there, and I'll see how this is. And this is basically a first experimental podcast about this new shaping technology. I suppose it doesn't appear all that much to people on the outside that they're used to actually putting music at the start and mothering it, but I can't afford, I suppose I can't afford the time to produce, lovingly put music either side. Even if I work really quickly, I can't afford to put music either side of a podcast to put it out there. I think it really does change the reception of it. And so when you come to think that, when you read the early works of Descartes or Principalia, they always start with a bit of a poem or something like that, and I think people need that at the start. So that's the end of this podcast.